From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Columbia police are steering drug addicts toward treatment instead of jail. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a police spokesperson says the department has been providing its officers with pocket-sized informational cards. One side lists contact information for resources, including the Missouri Department of Mental Health and the Missouri Opioid Heroin Overdose Prevention and Education Project. The other side lists the signs of opioid overdose and overdose risk factors. The department also has trained 130 officers in how to administer an overdose antidote. President Donald Trump will be in St. Charles for a speech tomorrow, his second visit to Missouri in 3 months. The speech announced yesterday comes as Trump and other Republicans seek tax reform. The House passed a $1.5 trillion bill, and Senate GOP leaders hope to push their bill through this week. The package blends a sharp reduction in top corporate and business tax rates with more modest relief for individuals. Trump also discussed the need for tax reform in August in Springfield. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley's office says Hawley will be at the event and supports the tax plan. Hawley is running for Senate in 2018, seeking to unseat Democrat Claire McCaskill. A new Daniel Boone Regional Library Director has been appointed to replace longtime director Melissa Carr after her retirement. The Columbia Missourian reports that Margaret Conroy, whose previous job titles include Assistant Director of the St. Charles City County Library District and Missouri State Librarian, is expected to take over in late January. The Daniel Boone Regional Library District budget in 2017 was more than $10 million, and the district had over 750,000 visits last year to its three branches, Bookmobile and Delivery Services. Missouri State Parks officials are considering the future of three new state parks that have sat dormant because Governor Eric Greitens' administration believes they were purchased secretly. The state purchased Bryant Creek State Park in Douglas County, Jay Nixon State Park in Jefferson County, and Ozark Mountain State Park in Taney County during the administration of Governor Jay Nixon. Leaders of the Parks Department are seeking public comment on the park's future from December 4th through December 15th and is planning three public meetings for next week. Connie Patterson, spokesperson for the Department of Natural Resources, told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that selling the parks is one option being considered. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.